الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Today is the 27th of Jumad al-Thani 1433, which corresponds to the 18th of May 2012. It's a Friday morning, 10 past 9, and we're having our usual tafsir class, or the translation of the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di alayhi rahmatullahi ta'ala. Surah al-Nisa, ayah 147, it reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. What would Allah do with your punishment if you are grateful and believe? And ever is Allah appreciative and knowing. The Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, ثم أخبر تعالى عن كمال غناه وسعة حلمه ورحمته وإحسانه. Then Allah spoke about the perfection of His self-sufficiency and the vastness of His forbearance and His mercy and His excellence. فقال, so He said, ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم. What would Allah do with your punishment if you were to believe and be grateful? والحال أن الله شاكر عليم. While the truth of the matter is that Allah is appreciative and knowing. يعطي المتحملين لأجله الأثقال الدائبين في الأعمال جزيل الثواب وواسع الإحسان. جزيل الثواب وواسع الإحسان. He gives those who are carrying the heavy burdens and those who are adamant in doing good deeds, He gives them the abundant reward and the vastness of His excellence. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ. And so whosoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah shall give him something better than that. ومع هذا يعلم ظاهركم وباطنكم وأعمالكم وما تصدر عنه من إخلاص وصدق وضد ذلك. Yet He knows your deeds. He knows the outwardly and the inwardly, and He knows your deeds. And when your deeds are performed, the state of sincerity and truthfulness versus the lack of that. وَهُوَ يُرِيدُ مِنْكُمُ التَّوْبَةَ وَالْإِنَابَةَ وَالرُّجُوعَ إِلَيْهِ. And He wants of you repentance and return and inaba, which is kind of also returning to Him, and returning to Him. فَإِذَا أَنَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ فَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ يَفْعَلُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. If you were to return to Him, what benefit would there be in punishing you? If you were to return to Him, what would be the benefit in punishing you? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَتَشَفَّ بِعَذَابِكُمْ وَلَا يَنْتَفِعْ بِعِقَابِكُمْ. He does not, it doesn't يعني increase him or doesn't give him self-satisfaction to punish you, nor does he benefit from your torment. بَلِ الْعَاصِ لَا يَضُرُّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. The disobedient will harm no one but himself. The disobedient person will only harm himself. It doesn't harm Allah Azza wa Jal. كما أن عمل المطيع لنفسه. Similarly, the deeds of the obedient is also for him. والشكر هو خضوع القلب. The Shaykh explained shukr, thankfulness, is the state of the submission of the heart or the submissiveness of the heart. واعترافه بنعمة الله. And your admittance that of the favor of Allah. وثناء اللسان على المشكور. And then the tongue praising the one who deserves, the one who's thanked, يعني Allah, your tongue praises Him. وعمل الجوارح بطاعته. And then the limbs act as per His obedience. وأن لا يستعين بنعمه على معصيه. And that you do not utilize His bounties to disobey Him. In ayah 148 and 149, it continues to read, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما. The ayah reads, or translates to English as, Allah does not like the public mention of evil except by one who has been wronged, and ever is Allah hearing and knowing. The Shaykh said, يخبر تعالى أنه لا يحب الجهر بالسوء من القول. Allah does not like the public, the evil speech which is made public. أي يبغض ذلك وينقطه ويعاقب عليه. Meaning he hates that, he detests it, and he will punish for it. ويشمل ذلك جميع الأقوال السيئة التي تسوء وتحزن. And this includes all of the evil statements which cause pain and cause evil, cause agony and cause evil. كالشتم, like verbal abuse or reviling someone, cursing them out. والقذف, what is قذف? What is قذف? قذف, قذف. Come on, a hadith of the seven mubiqat, the seven abhorrent major sins. The last one is وقذف المؤمنات المحصنات الغافلات, أو كما جاء في الحديث. Slander, slander. قذف is to accuse someone of zina when they are innocent of it. They say, oh, they committed zina. Where are the four witnesses? No four witnesses, you get lashed 80 times. That's the ruling. وَالسَّبُّ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ, and verbal abuse and things like that. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ مِنَ الْمَنِّ عَنْهُ الَّذِي يُبْغِضُهُ اللَّهُ. All this is hate, all this is prohibited, which is hated by Allah. وَيَدُلُّ مَفْهُومَ مفهومها أنه يحب الحسن من القول أو الحسن من القول كالذكر والكلام الطيب اللين. We understand from the ayah that Allah Azza wa Jal therefore loves the good speech, like remembrance and the sweet, the good words, the gentle words. وقوله إلا من ظلم. Allah made an exception, except one who has been wronged. أي فإنه يجوز له أن يدعو على من ظلمه ويشتكي منه ويجر بالسوء. It is permissible for him to supplicate against the one who has wronged him, and to complain about him, and to publicly speak of the evil. لمن جار له به من غير أن يكذب عليه ولا يزيد في مظلمته على مظلمته ولا يتعدى بشتم غير ظالمه. Provided that he does not lie against him, nor does he increase in his wrongdoing, nor does he transgress in verbally abusing him. ومع ذلك يت فعفوه وعدم مقابلته أولى. Pardoning him and not returning this tit for tat is better. كما قال تعالى, as Allah said, فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله. Whosoever then pardons and he rectifies, then his reward falls upon Allah. وكان الله سميعا عليما. And Allah is ever hearing and knowing. ولما كانت الآية قد اشتملت على الكلام السيء والحسن والمباح. When this ayah included three kinds of speeches, evil, good, and permissible, أخبر تعالى أنه سميع. Allah informed us that he is all hearing. فيسمع أقوالكم. Therefore he hears your statements. فاحذروا أن تتكلموا بما يغضب ربكم فيعاقبكم على ذلك. So be careful of saying that which will bring Allah's anger or your Lord's anger, so then he will punish you for that. وفيه أيضا ترغيب على القول الحسن. And also there's an encouragement for saying a good word. عليم بنياتكم ومصدر أقوالكم. He knows of your intentions and the source of your statements. ثم قال تعالى, then Allah عز وجل said, إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. If instead you show some good or conceal it or pardon an offense, indeed Allah is ever pardoning and competent. The Shaykh said, ثم قال تعالى إن تبدو خيرا أو تخفو, وهذا يشمل كل خير قولي وفعلي ظاهر وباطن من واجب ومستحب. This includes every good. قولي, what does قولي mean?
Saying.
verbal, وفعلي action, ظاهر open, outwardly, outward, apparent, huh? وباطن hidden, concealed, inward. من واجب ومستحب, be it an obligatory act or a recommended one. أو تعفو عن سوء, or you pardon some evil. أي عمن ساءكم في أبدانكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم فتسمحوا عنه. Like the one who has wronged you in your bodies, or your wealth, or your honor, so you pardon him. فإن الجزاء من جنس العمل. Then verily the recompense is from this, of the same type as your deed. يعني what does that, the scholars say, الجزاء من جنس العمل. You cannot have so many women in this dunya without all the problems that come along with it. I mean, the ideal situation for a man, and that's why this is prevalent, is having a girlfriend. Why? No strings attached. No rent, no nothing. Doesn't have to do anything. Just enjoy the sexual relation, and when he's tired, next. That's why it's prevalent for men to have girlfriends. They don't want the responsibility. A Muslim man cannot do that. Either she is your wife, and therefore there are responsibilities, or she's your second wife, and therefore there are equal responsibilities, or she's mulkul yameen, and still that is a responsibility in your neck, a right-hand position. So you can enjoy that in the dunya like that, but then you will be getting it in Jannah. So you got hur al-ain with no problems at all. No khamar in the dunya, khamar in the life to come. You see the things, al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Allah will give the reward according to the type of deed you were involved in. Subhanallah. فَمَنْ عَفَى And the other meaning of it is this. فَمَنْ عَفَى لِلَّهِ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ Whoever pardons for the sake of Allah, Allah will pardon him. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ And whosoever shows excellence to people, Allah will show excellence towards him. فلهذا قال فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. That's what Allah said. Ever is Allah pardoning and able. أي يعفو عن زلات عباده وذنوبهم العظيمة. He pardons the mishaps of his slaves and their great sins. فيزدل عليهم ستره عليكم السلام. Then he sends down, or he veils it with his curtains, or his concealment. Sorry, let me use better words. ثم يعاملهم بعفوه التام الصادر عن قدرته. Then he treats them with his ultimate pardoning, which is a byproduct, or which emanates from his ability, سبحانه وتعالى. وفي هذه الآية إرشاد إلى التفقه في معاني أسماء الله وصفاته. In this ayah, there's a hint or a directive that you, for the person actually, to learn to have knowledge or a comprehension of the meanings of the names of Allah and His attributes. Understand the meanings and the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ الْخَلْقَ وَالْأَمْرَ صَادِرٌ عَنْهَا And that the creation and the command are a product of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهِيَ مُقْتَضِيَةٌ لَهُ ولهذا يعلل الأحكام بالأسماء الحسنى كما في هذه الآية. And it's a necessity, and it is a byproduct of it. That's why you find that Allah Azza wa Jal will explain, will give the reason as to why He does such and such by mentioning His names and attributes at the end of the ayah. He mentions what it is, and then he says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا قَدِيرًا So you would know the relationship between what was mentioned and between the names and attributes of Allah. لَمَّا ذَكَرَ عَمَلَ الْخَيْرِ وَالْعَفُوَ عَنِ الْمُسِيءِ رَتَّبَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ أَحَالَنَا عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ أَسْمَائِهِ When he told us, when he mentioned the doing of good and the pardoning of the evil, he mentioned thereafter, he referred us afterwards to knowing his names. وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ يُغْنِينَا عَنْ ذِكْرِ ثَوَابِهَا الْخَاصِ And that will suffice us from having to mention its particular reward. يعني It did not specify, alaykum salam, it did not specify the particular reward. It made it broad. Allah Azza wa Jal made it broad. He did not, once He said His names and attributes, then that does the job. You follow me? Or do you? Anyways, now comes the critical ayat. One of my favorites, in fact, and it's a very crucial ayah to know and memorize in da'wah. Ya'ani, if you don't memorize this ayah, you got problems. Okay? Let me just put it that way. At least in English or some other language. You don't have to memorize it in Arabic. I mean, it would be nice if you memorized it in Arabic, but you have to know that this ayah exists in the book of Allah, because it is one of the strongest evidences we use to prove something, which I will explain shortly, inshallah ta'ala. But pay attention. Ayah 150. It's very easy to remember because it's ayah 150 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and they want to make a distinction or separation between Allah and His messengers by saying, we will believe in some and disbelieve in some, and they want to take a path like that in between. It is those who are the disbelievers in truth, and Allah has prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating torment or punishment. Then ayah 152, but I think we will do it. Let me see how much we're going to elaborate. Oh, it's going to be soon. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. As for those who believe in Allah and His messengers, and they do not make a distinction nor separation between any of them, it is those whom Allah will give them their reward, and ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. Listen to this now. هما قسمان قد وضحا لكل أحد. There are two categories, two parties, two groups that have become evident for everyone. مؤمن بالله وبرسله كلهم وكتبه وكافر بذلك كله. الله أكبر. That's the summary of the whole thing. خلاص. A believer in Allah and His messengers, all of them, and His book and His books, or a disbeliever in all of them. Then that is the ayah you want to use to prove that any person who walks the face of this earth and claims to believe in one God and associate none in worship with Him, yet does not believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Messenger of Allah, he's a kafir. Evidence, the ayah. Because either you believe in all of them, so you're a believer, or you reject any of them, so you have rejected all of them, and you are a disbeliever. You see, the ayah says, by saying, we will believe in some and disbelieve in some. We will accept Jesus, Moses, Abraham, but not Muhammad alayhi salam. And they want to take this path. Allah said, these are the disbelievers in truth, haqqan, for emphasis. So don't be fooled by these creatures. وَبَقِيَ قِسْمٌ ثَالِثٌ. There's a third party, however. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَزْعَمُ أَنَّهُ يُؤْمِن بِبَعْضِ الرُّسُلِ دُونَ بَعْضٍ. This is the one that we have to pay attention. Now you have people that say, I believe in everything, and people that say, I disbelieve in everything. And you have people in between, those who claim to believe in some of the messengers while not believing in others. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سَبِيلٌ يُنْجِيهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Claiming that this is a path that shall save him from Allah's punishment. إن هذا إلا مجرد أماني. And this is nothing but some false wishes. فإن هؤلاء يريدون التفريق بين الله وبين رسله. These people want to make a distinction. They want to separate between Allah and His messengers. فإن من تولى الله حقيقة تولى جميع رسله. Whoever truly has allied with Allah, then he will ally with all of the messengers of Allah. لأن ذلك من تمام توليه. Because this is just part of being an ally. وَمَنْ عَادَ أَحَدًا مِنْ رُسُلِهِ فَقَدْ عَادَ اللَّهَ وَعَادَ جَمِيعَ رُسُلِهِ. And whoever shows enmity to a messenger, any of his messengers, has in fact shown enmity to Allah and all of his messengers. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ الْآيَاتِ. Like Allah said, whoever is an enemy to Allah and the ayat, then Allah said, then verily Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Then Allah is the enemy to the disbelievers. وكذلك من كفر برسول فقد كفر بجميع الرسل. So similarly, عفوان, the one who disbelieves in a messenger has disbelieved in all the messengers. بل الرسول الذي يزعم أنه به يؤمن. But not only that, he has actually disbelieved in the very messenger which he claims he believes in. Is that clear? Yes?
So here basically talking about messengers,
The ayah speaking about that. We understand from it everything about the pillars of Iman. Any of the pillars of Iman, if you were to reject any of them deliberately, that person is a disbeliever. Someone doesn't believe in Qadr, disbeliever. Doesn't believe in Malaika, disbeliever. Doesn't want to believe in Jibreel, disbeliever. Doesn't want to believe, he believes in the Yawm, last day, but doesn't believe in Jannah and Jahannam, disbeliever. Anything of the sort, any distinction. But the ayah speaking about the messengers in particular, as the foundation. If anyone were to say, I believe in all of the prophets of Allah except Adam. I don't want to believe in Adam. I don't believe we came from human beings, we came from monkeys. Okay? He's a kafir. Even if he says, I believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, no, you don't. If he believed him, you would have believed what he said. And he said that Adam was the first man. And he brought you the Quran from Allah, which says that Adam was the first man. So how do you say that you believe when you don't believe? There are many people like that. Be careful. Be careful.
And, also the category of this kind of disbelief is the same as the other one, though, is a different stage.
Allahu A'lam. They're kufar at the end of the day, but the mode of kufr is different. The mode of kufr is different. I mean, the idea of... You mean in the levels of Jahannam?
The level of disbelief. Disbelief has also level.
The worst thing is atheism. That's why the people of the book are still the people of the book, and we can eat their meat. This slaughtered meat, if it's halal, and we can marry the woman. Why? Even though they disbelieve in Muhammad alayhi sallam. Why? Because Islam recognizes what the remnants they have of belief. The things which they're still attached to, that gives them precedence over a Hindu or a Buddhist in this regard. So yes, it does make a difference. It does make a difference in terms of the level of disbelief.
For example, someone who believes in Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he has this kind of problem in the city.
Allahu A'lam. But it depends on why is he saying that. Does he have a misconception? He has a misinterpretation of a text? Is he following his desires? It needs elaboration. I mean, that somebody may, like many people, had misunderstood Qadr. Or they denied some of the punishment in the grave. And the scholars don't rush into doing takfir against them, because they understand that they may have misunderstood some textual evidences. So we have to be careful, yani, before we jump into these conclusions. But assuming he has a serious reason, I don't know where that would fall in terms of disbelief. Allahu A'lam. Never come across a scholar addressing it like that. Ala kulli hal, ayah 151-152, it says, it is those who are disbelievers in truth. وَذَلِكَ لِأَلَّا يُتَوَهَمْ أَنَّ مَرْتَبَتَهُمْ مُتَوَسِّطَ بَيْنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْكُفُرِ. It is those who are the disbelievers in truth. The Shaykh said, this is being said so no one will think that they are in some stage in between. Yani somewhere in between Iman and Kufr. They're not really kufar, they're not really mu'mineen, they're right there in the middle. Allah said they are the disbelievers in truth so that no one will give them that privilege. وَوَجُّ كَوْنِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ حَتَّى بِمَا زَعَمُوا الإيمان به أن كل دليل دلهم على الإيمان بمن آمنوا به موجود هو أو مثله أو ما فوقه للنبي الذي كفروا به. الله أكبر. Now the Shaykh said, how do we prove, يعني, what is the way we prove The fact that because they had disbelieved in what you call kafirina hatta na'am. How do we prove that they are disbelievers even if that which they claim they have believed in? How do we prove that they became disbelievers even in the very things they say they believed in? Like I told you, they believe in everything except Adam. So now you say, no, you actually have disbelieved in Musa and Ibrahim and Nuh and Muhammad and everything because you disbelieved in Adam. How do we prove that, the Sheikh said? The Sheikh said the evidence is that every evidence that has guided them to Iman in that which they have believed in exists either similar to it or something even greater than it in regards to the Prophet they have disbelieved in. Yani everything which was a reason for them to believe in Moses or those who want to believe in Jesus, the evidence which led them to believe in Jesus, an evidence like it or even stronger than it exists in regards to believing in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if they reject the evidence which led them to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they have actually rejected the evidence which led them to Jesus, because it's the same thing. You get it? Beautiful. وَكُلُّ شُبْهَةٍ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَقْدَحُونَ بِهَا فِي النَّبِيِّ الَّذِي كَفَرُوا بِهِ مَوْجُودٌ مِثْلُهَا أَوْ أَعْظَمُ مِنْهَا فِي مَنْ آمَنُوا بِهِ. And every misconception which they allege to undermine the Prophet in which they have disbelieved in, a similar one or greater than it exists in regards to the one they have believed in. عجيب. فَلَمْ يَبْقَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا التَّشَهِّي وَالْهَوَى وَمُجَرَّدِ الدَّعْوَى الَّتِي يُمْكِنُ كُلُّ أَحَدٍ أَنْ يُقَابِلَهَا بِمِثْلِهَا صَارُوخ. The Shaykh said, nothing is left after this except tashahi. Like, you know, when you're sitting at a buffet, you got an open buffet, you can all you can eat. Tashahi is when you just kind of select the thing which you have an appetite for, that which you're desiring. Okay, I'll take this, I'll take that. After this, what's left is tashahi. Oh, let this Prophet, okay, I like this one. No, I'm not really a fond of him, so khalas, you know, I don't have to believe in him. Hawa, desires. وَمُجَرَّدِ الدَّعْوَى, and nothing but a claim. For which every person is able to refute with one like it. Hey. ولما ذكر أن هؤلاء هم الكافرون حقا ذكر عقابا شاملا لهم ولكل كافر. When Allah mentioned these are the disbelievers in truth, He mentioned a punishment which encompasses them and every disbeliever. فقال وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا, and we have prepared for the disbeliever a humiliating punishment. كما تكبروا عن الإيمان بالله, the same way they were too arrogant in believing in Allah. أهانهم بالعذاب الأليم المخزي, Allah humiliated them with the severe torment and punishment. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله, however those who believe in Allah and His messengers, وهذا يتضمن الإيمان بكل ما أخبر الله به عن نفسه وبكل ما جاءت به الرسل من الأخبار والأحكام. This includes belief in everything which Allah said about Himself and everything which the messengers have brought in terms of news, information, past information or future ones, and ahkam and rulings. وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُّسُلِهِ, and they made no distinction between any of the messengers of Allah, بَلْ آمَنُوا بِهِمْ كُلِّهِمْ, but they believed in all of them. فَهَذَا الْإِيمَانُ الْحَقِيقِي وَالْيَقِينُ الْمَبْنِيَ عَلَى الْبُرْهَانِ. This is the true Iman and the certainty which is built upon proofs and evidences. أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم. It is those whom Allah will give their reward. أي جزاء إيمانهم وما ترتب عليه من عمل صالح وقول حسن وخلق جميل. Allah will give them the recompense of their Iman and what their Iman resulted in terms of good deeds and good statements and beautiful character. كل على حسب حاله, each according to his condition and state. ولعل هذا هو السر في الإضافة الأجور إليه. Perhaps this is a secret in why Allah referred the rewards to them. وكان الله غفورا رحيما, and ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. يغفر السيئات ويتقبل الحسنات, He forgives the sins and He accepts the good deeds. And so basically with this we conclude inshallah. In the next class we'll be dealing with some of the issues with the people of the book and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.